Hello, everyone. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, is often considered a childhood condition, but it is a reality that many adults live with daily. Adult ADHD presents unique challenges, making it crucial for individuals and their families to understand its symptoms, diagnostic processes, and available treatment options. By gaining a deeper understanding of adult ADHD, individuals can improve their quality of life, manage their symptoms more effectively, and seek appropriate help when needed. What is adult ADHD? ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder that usually begins in childhood, but its effects often continue into adulthood. Adult ADHD is characterized by persistent issues with inattention, impulsivity, and sometimes hyperactivity, all of which can significantly impact various aspects of life, including work performance, relationships, and overall well-being. While hyperactivity often decreases as individuals age, problems with attention and impulse control tend to persist into adulthood. Many adults with ADHD remain unaware that their difficulties in organization, time management, and concentration are directly related to this condition. Recognizing these challenges is the first step in managing adult ADHD effectively. Recognizing symptoms of adult ADHD. The symptoms of adult ADHD can vary widely, but they generally fall into three main categories: inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity. Inattention. Difficulty focusing on tasks or conversations, frequent careless mistakes at work or with personal finances, trouble organizing tasks or activities, often losing items like keys, phones, or important documents, easily distracted by external stimuli or unrelated thoughts. Impulsivity. Interrupting others during conversations, difficulty waiting for one's turn in activities or discussions, acting without considering the consequences, making hasty decisions, such as impulsive spending. Hyperactivity, less common in adults but still present. Feeling restless or unable to relax. Talking excessively or having difficulty engaging in quiet activities, fidgeting or tapping hands or feet. It is important to note that while everyone experiences some of these behaviors occasionally, a diagnosis of adult ADHD requires that these symptoms be severe enough to consistently interfere with various aspects of life, such as work, relationships, and personal well-being. Diagnosing adult ADHD. Diagnosing ADHD in adults can be a complex process due to the overlap of symptoms with other conditions like anxiety, depression, or even normal stress responses. The diagnostic process typically involves several steps to ensure accuracy. Clinical interview. A detailed discussion with a mental health professional about current symptoms, a history of childhood behavior, and how these symptoms impact daily life. Self-report questionnaires. Standardized tools such as the Adult ADHD Self-Report Scale, ASRS, help quantify the severity of symptoms, providing a clearer picture of the individual's challenges. Behavioral observation. Observing behavior in different settings, like work or home, provides insight into how symptoms manifest and affect daily functioning. Collateral information. Input from family members, partners, or coworkers offers additional perspectives on the individual's behavior, helping to confirm or clarify the diagnosis. Differential diagnosis. It is crucial to rule out other conditions that might mimic ADHD symptoms, such as anxiety disorders, mood disorders, or substance abuse issues, ensuring that the diagnosis is accurate and comprehensive. Key scientific contributions to adult ADHD research. Research on adult ADHD has expanded significantly over the past few decades, with several key studies providing valuable insights. Russell A. Barkley's work, 1997 to 2015. Barkley is a leading researcher in ADHD, particularly known for his work on the chronic nature of ADHD in adults and its impact on executive functioning. His research has been instrumental in highlighting the long-term challenges associated with the condition. The MTA study, Multimodal Treatment Study of Children with ADHD, 1999. Although primarily focused on children, this landmark study has had significant implications for understanding long-term outcomes in adults diagnosed with ADHD during childhood. It has contributed to the development of more effective treatment strategies for adults. Tuckman's work on executive dysfunction, 2009. Ari Tuckman's research emphasizes the role of executive dysfunction in adults, particularly in areas like time management, organization, and goal-directed behavior. His work has provided a deeper understanding of the cognitive challenges faced by adults with ADHD. Analysis of statistical data. Over the past 7 years, there has been a gradual increase in the reported prevalence of ADHD among adults across the USA, UK, Canada, Canada, Australia, and Ireland. This rise likely reflects improved diagnostic practices, increased awareness of the condition, and more adults seeking help for ADHD-related symptoms. The USA consistently reports the highest prevalence rates, which could be due to the widespread availability of mental health services and a higher propensity for individuals to seek treatment. In contrast, the UK and Ireland show slightly lower prevalence rates, possibly due to differing diagnostic criteria or cultural perceptions of ADHD. In Canada and Australia, the numbers are comparable, showing a steady increase in recognition and diagnosis. This trend highlights the growing need for accessible mental health services and support for adults with ADHD. Moving forward with understanding and managing adult ADHD. Understanding and managing adult ADHD is crucial for improving the quality of life for those affected by this condition. As awareness continues to grow and research progresses, individuals with ADHD have more resources and strategies available to help them navigate their daily lives. If you or someone you know is struggling with symptoms of ADHD, seeking a professional evaluation and exploring treatment options is an important step toward a more fulfilling life. Thank you for listening. On our site, SciPlanet.com, you can find more information and helpful resources.